Donna?
Yes?
I'm Sophie.
Oh, how lovely to meet you. It's so nice to see what everyone looks like. I thought you'd be older.
Really?
You sound very, well, articulate online.
And I'm Jack.
Hi, Sophie, and this is Donna.
Hi. It's really impressive up here, isn't it?
Yes, and there's loads of chat going on already. I think this is going to be big.
Does anyone know where the ladies are?
Yeah. Here, I'll come with you. And I'll show you where the tea and coffee are also.
Oh, thanks, Donna. I'm so nervous.
Oh, me too. But it's going to be fun. No, really.
Your presentation was brilliant, Donna. You and Jack are a great team. I'm glad I left you two to it now.
Oh, yeah, well, you can't do everything, Katie. And yours looks really brilliant too.
It's funny how we all started out as one big group and then there were just so many ideas we all ended up in smaller groups.
Well, you seem to have ideas falling out of you. This thing about pensions sounds great. Jonquil Lowe was talking about something similar at last year's conference. She was around earlier. You should introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm doing this though, because this thing about pensions is really important. No one seems to take it seriously.
It's great that you're doing something you believe in, Katie.
Well, I kind of wish I'd joined a group now. At least they could handle the chat and stuff.
Don't worry, they've got some volunteers for all the chat, and there's a panel after every presentation that Dave or Karen host. It's all really relaxed.
Oh, and my friend Cher is already online chatting away, although I'm not sure that she should be saying stuff like that.
Oh, she's fine, Katie. Hey, listen, you go and get your slides up and stuff. I'll grab you a coffee, okay?
Thanks, Donna. And it's great to see you looking so much better.
I know. Well, I have you to thank for that at the end of the day. But hey, you get ready, and I'll meet you back here in 5.
Oh, where did Donna go? Excuse me, have you seen Donna?
No, sorry.
Well, hello, stranger.
Neil, what are you doing here?
Well, it's a conference, so much the same as you.
Oh, but so are you back?
Yes, I am.
Oh, and why are you here?
Well, it's kind of like this. I really liked the conference last year. And I didn't have much else to do on this fine sunny day. And I have a very good friend of mine who's doing a presentation.
Oh, I see. Well, it's good to see you anyway. You've got a tan?
Yeah, it's been a good summer. I get 2 summers in a row now.
Could be worse.
So are you staying overnight?
Yeah, we are. About 15 of us. We're going out with Karen and Dave later for some drinks.
Oh, nice one.
Do you want to come?
Well, it'd be rather rude of me not to. Look, you'd better get off. You're on in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, wish me luck.
You don't need it. You'll be brilliant. Wow, Katie, that was fantastic.
Oh, I've never been so nervous in my life.
Well, it didn't show.
Well, there was one time, actually, when I've been more nervous.
Really?
Yeah. I was supposed to meet this really nice guy on Saturday morning, and I spent hours getting ready, and he never turned up.
Right. Oh, look, Katie, I'm really sorry. And after that, I was just too embarrassed to call you. I've been really looking forward to seeing you.
It's all right, Neil. I've forgiven you. Almost.
Almost?
Oh, it's going to cost you dinner, though, I'm afraid.
What, tonight? But aren't you going out with the other students?
That depends whether I'm getting a better offer.
Well, if I'm a better offer, I'm offering.
Good. And you better never stand me up again, or I'm unleashing my best friend Cheryl on you, without hesitation.
Oh, I won't ever be so stupid again, Katie. Okay, look, I'll book the best restaurant I can, and I'll book a cab from here at 8.
Oh, we don't need a cab. Just book somewhere local. That way, if we do have an argument about fiscal policies, which, incidentally, I happen to know something about now, I can always leg it to see my friends.
You'll call, Katie, but I can assure you that won't be necessary.